put it.
What is it?
Maybe you want to put a hip in it.
Precious baby.
Okay, Parshas Ve'era. Ve'edaber l'kim al Moshe v'yemei Eilav ani Hashem. There's a very interesting leshem over here. It says later on that what happened exactly over here. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paroi. He says to Paroi, take out the Bnei Yisrael. Paroi says, you're wasting your time, you're lazy, you're not doing anything. Have more work, and as he comes out, so Dosan Avirim come and they say to him, you know, you just made matters. Now we don't even have Tevin. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset, and Vayoshev Moshe Hashem. Moshe returns to Hashem. Vayoymer Hashem, Lama Reoisa, Lama Zelama. What are you sending me for? Why'd you make it bad? Lama Reoisa. Why did Tak Hashem do such a thing? Why did Hashem do it? That Moshe Rabbeinu should go, Paroi should say no, and then Moshe Rabbeinu again says, you all lost hope. So, did I mention this Sfasemes last week? Did I get this far with this Sfasemes?
No.
There's a Sfasemes that I saw over 30 years ago, maybe even more. I can't find it, but this Sfasemes sticks into my head. It's a Gevaldige Sfasemes. This Sfasemes says that as long as a person is by Teach and somebody else, I couldn't find it. And I look, I mean, there's a lot of shtiklich there. Yeah, I couldn't find it.
So you can find the Sefer?
No. The Sefer is Baruch Hashem. Yeah. There are certain things I looked, I couldn't find. And Baruch Hashem, somebody was Ma'azir Ma'aveda on one thing that I looked for many years or so. Taka was what he's. I thought it was, I just couldn't find it. So maybe you'll find it for me. Sfasema says that as long as a person is boiteach in something else, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mix him. As long as Moshe Rabbeinu came, and it says, Vayamein Ha'om, they believed in him, they believed in Hashem, and they believed, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to save us, they put their trust too much in Moshe. In order that they should not put their trust in Moshe, Hashem made it that Paroi should say, make matters worse now. And now Bnei Yisrael totally gave up hope. They said, this Moshe, forget about Moshe. And now they forgot, they gave up hope on everything. So now Hashem says, now I could come in. Now I could help. When you're b'teach only in me, that's when I come in. Ein lanu lishon ela avinu shebashamayim is ein lanu ela. And the only one we have to rely on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you find also, but the Nes of Purim, the same story. Why didn't Esther invite Haman to the party? One of the reasons that Mar Megillah says is, they should not say, Ha'vais lanu yesh b'veis ha'melech. We have a sister by the king, you know, we have a politician in the government, we don't have to worry. As long as they think that way, Hashem can't help. But once they see that even Esther invited Haman, so now they gave up hope even on Esther, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves in. This is what the Pasuk says at the end, Remeh Hashem al Moshe, Atasir Asher Esel Afari. Now you're going to see, now that you made matters worse, Vatzel Lehitzata Samecha, oh, Atasir. Now you're going to see Asher Esel Afari, Kibyot Chazak Yishalchim, all the Mefarshim, when I'm talking about the Mefarshim, I'm talking about the Bali Musar, Rebbe Yof Yonzatzal, Rebbe Cheskel Levenstein, he was very, very strong about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Don't know if you're familiar that he would live Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rebbe Cheskel Levenstein, there were days that people heard him in Ezra's Nashim, before davening. They heard him chazer over Yitzias Mitzrayim, before even davening. Chazer over and chazer over and chazer over. And once, I don't know if somebody saw or somebody heard or saw through the people, because this was a story, he would put two benches in the Ezra's Nashim and he would walk through it and he would say, this was Kriyas Yamsuf. He wanted to visualize Mamash Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Mavolba once said,
at any particular point in the year?
No. Every day, every time. Rav Volbe once said, he wanted, Rav Volbe was a Talmud Rav Cheskel Levenstein. Rav Volbe, I forgot the order of what it was. Rav Volbe said to me, or I heard, I don't remember already, he always had looked for a Rebbe. Whenever it was, he looked for a Rebbe. So he used to have Rav Cheskel Levenstein as a Rebbe. When he was Nifter, he used Rav Yoel Kluft from Haifa. He was a very big Rav, also Beg Mekubel. When he was Nifter, he became Chavrus as a Rav Hutner. He learned by Rav Hutner. When Rav Hutner was Nifter, he was with Rabbi David. That was Rabbi Anderson. Because he always wanted to have a Rebbe. So he told us, I can't remember exactly who he told, but Reb Chaskel Levenstein was a tremendous mevaker. How do you say mevaker? He was very criticizing, very critical. And yet he was a happy person. He was very, very critical. He said he walked in once and he put his coat down on the table, on the shtender, and he said, "Why don't you hang it up?" So he said, "You know, the hook in the back is torn." So he got it over the head, Reb Chaskel Levenstein. It's supposed to be mesuder, it's supposed to be sewed. Amish, exact. So anyway, he came to Reb Chaskel Levenstein. Reb Chaskel Levenstein said, "Did you ever visualize 600,000 Jews leaving Mitzrayim and each one holding on to 80 or 90 donkeys loaded with all Tuv Mitzrayim? Did you ever visualize that? 600,000 people and each person with 90 donkeys? If you didn't, then you don't know what Yetzias Mitzrayim is, and you never believed in Yetzias Mitzrayim." That was Reb Chaskel Levenstein. This whole thing was Emunah, 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 Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, Reb Volbim said on his hesped, when he was nifter, he said the last person, this was by his hesped, the last person to leave Mitzrayim was Reb Chaskel Levenstein. that's what he said by his hesped. Okay? That's how he was. He was living, mamish living, every day. Half hour before davening, he'd go it over, he'd see it's Mitzrayim. Mamish living. Anyway, what is the vort over here? The vort over here, they all speak about the inyan of Emunah. And the vort over here is, you find that Moshe Rabbeinu first went to Bnei Yisrael, and he said to them, Hashem's going to pakait pakadati. And what happened afterwards? Vayameinam, they believed. After they believed, Moshe called all the Sanhedrin, this Canaan, to go with him to Paray. And as they went to Paray, they kept on falling back. Two by two, they said, "Oh, we have a dentist appointment, a doctor's appointment." They were scared to go into Paro, okay? And then as Moshe went alone. And when Moshe went alone, there's a Medrash, a Yakut Shemaini. I can't find the Yakut. It's around here somewhere in the base Medrash. If you find it, maybe I can find it inside. The Yakut Shemaini describes exactly how Moshe Rabbeinu came into Paro. How did he come into Paro? Paro had around his palace full of lions, tigers, and bears. Full of it. And wherever he would walk, instead of course, them eating him up, all the tigers and lions bowed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they escorted him. Every door, the more lions and more tigers there were, they escorted him more and more and more. And finally, when he came into Paro, everybody was shocked. They were all surprised that all the animals were following Moshe, and everybody was scared. The mamash was terrified of Moshe and Aaron. And then Moshe and Aaron spoke to Paro. So I think it was Rabbi Eliyahu ben Zatzal. He asks, why was that the order? Wouldn't it have been better that he should have gone to Paray and they should see, the whole world should hear the nest, how all the lions and everybody's scared of Moshe, and then Moshe will go to Bnei Yisrael and says, Hashem said I should redeem Bnei Yisrael. Of course they would believe him more. So he says the Yisoid, and I'm going to show you the Yisoid from a pre-Sadik backwards also. The Yisoid is the amount of Nisim that a person is zeichet to is according to the amount of emunah he has. The less emunah that a person has, the less nisim he's able to see. In order for Am Yisrael to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, they had to have emunah that Hashem could take them out of Mitzrayim. So they couldn't go to Paroi and take the Jews out if Bnei Yisrael were not Vayamei Na'am. They first had to be Vayamei Na'am. They had to first believe. With that koyach of emunah that Bnei Yisrael believed, he was able to go to Paray and have the nisim of all the lions and go to Paray. Once Bnei Yisrael stopped believing, so again he couldn't take them out. So now I'm switching to Aleshem. The Aleshem says, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Bnei Yisrael and he gives them a whole drasha. And what does it say? V'daber Moshe kena Bnei Yisrael, v'leishamu Moshe, they didn't hear Moshe, mikotzer ruach ma'avoda kasha. Because of Kaitzer Ruch, they're out of breath, of the shortness of breath, meaning because of the service of the Shibud. So what does it say afterwards? V'yadar ben Moshe v'nei Hashem leimor, heim b'nei Yisrael leishamu elai, b'nei Yisrael did not hear me, eich yishmeini para, how will para listen to me? V'ani aras fosayim. So what does the next pasuk say? V'yadar ben Hashem al Moshe v'la aroin, v'yitzavim al b'nei Yisrael. No, go anyway, go to b'nei Yisrael anyway, even though they didn't listen to you, go anyway. And they'll paray melech Mitzrayim and go back to paray lehoitzis bnei Yisrael. What happened over here? Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Hashem and complains. Hashem says, "Okay, I'm telling you now, it's going to work. Go back to bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, go back to paray and tell paray take them out." What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Bnei Yisrael weren't going to listen to me. How will paray listen? So what does the pasuk say? Hashem says to Moshe, "Go back to bnei Yisrael and go back to paray." What did he exactly tell them? Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael vel pari. What's the Vayitzavim? What did he command them? So Rashi says, Pshat, what does Rashi say? Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael, very important Yisrael for a leader in Am Yisrael. A leader could be a leader of a city, could be a leader of a group. What's a leader? Rashi says, Tzivam aleihem lanhigam b'nachas, to bear b'nei Yisrael, v'lizbol oisam. And you gotta have patience. A Rebbe, a leader, whoever it is, cannot lead people if you don't have patience. That's number one. Tziva lanhigam v'lizbol oisam. You gotta have patience. Rashi doesn't say the whole Medrash, but the Medrash itself says, Amanas sheyiskol eschem, that they're gonna stone you, they're gonna curse you to the ground, and you have to be able to be soybel. If you cannot have people throw stones at you, or people curse you and it affects you, you can't be soivalit, then you can't be a leader. Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael, Rashi says it very gently, Lizbo, you gotta be soival. Can't be soival, you can't be a leader. That's number one. What did he say to Paroi? El Paroi, Rashi says a different nakuda. Tziva olav lach like kavoy b'devrem. You have to mechabit Paroi. He's a melech, you have to be mechabit him. We'll get back to that in a minute. What does the Leshem Shvoi Achlama say? Says the Pshat Vayitzavim of B'nai Yisrael, they lost their emunah. So how can I bring Nisim if they lost their emunah? Vayitzavim of B'nai Yisrael, you and Moshe and Aaron go back to B'nai Yisrael and mechazak them in emunah. Mechazak them, no, don't worry, B'nai Yisrael, go out of Mitzrayim, you'll see, it's not so bad. And if you'll mechazak them in emunah, then the Nisim of Mitzrayim could happen. So what's the Vayitzavim going on? Chizak and emunah, that's what's going on. Well, the Pshat. And you notice that a lot of times things go wrong. What does a friend of yours say? Have betachin, have emunah, right? You think it's not a saying. It's not a saying, it's the truth. Because with the betachin and emunah, that's how things work out. And I'm going to tell you the other side of the spectrum. It's a gavalda gekasha from the Pri Tzadik. It says in Pasuk that Hashem said to Moshe, Hein lo yaminu li. They're not going to believe me. So what did Hashem say to Moshe? Put your hand, throw the matah down, and it came into a nachash. Put your hand into your side, it will come out, and it came a leprosy. What did Rashi say there? Rashi said, remez ramazla, he gave him a remez. You spoke Lashon Hara like the nachash, and therefore you got leprosy, because Lashon Hara, the einish is saras. That's why you got leprosy. What was the Lashon Hara that he spoke? They're not going to believe. Right? What happened afterwards? Hashem says to Moshe, V'hayim lo yaminu la'ois harishayin, if they won't believe the first siman of the matah, then you're going to do the second siman. You're going to put your hand, and you're going to say, because of you I got saras. And if they're not going to believe in that, then pour water and it'll turn to dam. What do you mean they're not going to believe? The reason why I got the saras is because I said Lashon Hara, that they're not going to believe. And now you're telling me, if they're not going to believe in the nachash, so do this siman and they'll believe. And if they still don't believe, then do this siman. I got Lashon Hara because, hey ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim, v'ata ein saif chalahamin. They are believers. So what does the pasuk mean afterwards? And if they're not going to believe, then you're going to do this. Why did I get Lashon Hara? That means I was right. That they are not going to believe. You hear the kasha? No, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, hey ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. They are ma'aminim. B'nei ma'aminim. Hey ma'aminim. What?
Right, and then they go ahead and say,
and then Hashem says to Moshe, if you're not, they're not believe you, then do this, then for sure they'll believe you. And if they still don't believe you the second, they'll do the other one. The Pre-Sadik asks. Says the Pre-Sadik, Agvalaga Chiddish. Again, it's all the same mahalach, but a little backwards. He says, Zed Dor Dorshav. According to the Dorshav is the Dor. Whatever the Dorish, the leader is, that's how the Dor is. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have believed, that B'nai Yisrael would have believed, then Nitaka would have believed. Abba Vibab, Moshe said, Heim lo yaminu li. He said, they're not going to believe. So he made a riffian in their belief. So Nitaka didn't believe. So he was punished. Why was he punished? Because, hey, be'emes be'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. You are ein seif chalahamin, so you caused the shvachening in the amuna. You cause that they shouldn't have emuna, and therefore now we have to make the simanim. You got to do the oisa sheni. If you're not do the oisa sheni, you got to do the oisa shlishi. You see how emuna works. Emuna works that even if the leader is not so much of a maimin, it helps mamin. It helps that the whole nation is shvach. I remember somebody once said, somebody was very sick. So they bumped into somebody at the airport. I was standing there. They bumped into somebody at the airport, and the person asks the Rav, who they bumped into, the Rav says, oh, how are you doing? This other person bursts out crying, not good. Bursts out crying, just came back from the doctor, not good. So the other person, the Rav said, don't worry, I'm guaranteeing you everything's going to be fine. Okay? But Baruch Hashem, everything that was fine. Okay? But I walked away, and I remember this a couple of years ago. I asked Rabbi Goldhaber, I said to him, how does a person have that koyach to walk over to somebody and say, don't worry, everything is going to be fine? Baruch Chas V'Shalom, it's not. So Goldhaber smiled at me. He didn't really give me an answer. He didn't give me an answer. He smiled. You know, but I'll tell you, I think the answer is because when you believe, when you very much believe that everything's going to work out for the person, it's mashpia the talk of things will work out for the person. In other words, it's not pshat that he just said it. Somebody told me, Stam, well, what do you lose? Say it anyway. What do you lose? 50% you're right. You know, what do you lose? 50% you're right. So, you're wrong? All right, you made a mistake. But 50% you're right. What do you care? Make the guy feel good, right? That's what somebody told me. Logically, maybe that's the pshat, you know? But I think it's more than that. I think the person who says the Yitaka has a muna that's going to work out, he's mashpia that the other person also has a muna. And I know there was another person, also similar situation, that he was saying, I don't know what's going to be, I'm going to lose my job, this and that. And the other person he was talking to said, you have nothing to worry about, everything's going to be fine. So the person who was being mechazik, the guy who was thought he was going to lose his job, figured, what is he going to hear from the other end? You don't understand. You don't know how bad it is. You know what the other person said? Really? You're not going to think that I'm not going to lose my job? He said, of course you're not going to lose your job. It's going to be fine. He said, Taka, really? In other words, if you give away the sense of emunah, it rubs off on a spiritual level, even on a physical level. Sure, you could do the job. Sure, you could do the job. You really think I could do it? Sure, you could do it. The guy Taka walks away. He said, I could do it. Mustafa, I could. You understand, even physically, psychologically, but even on a spiritual level, it helps. This is the whole parasha over here that Moshe Rabbeinu had to instill emuna together with Aaron and Bnei Yisrael. Vayitzavim el Bnei Yisrael. He was commanded to tell Bnei Yisrael, mechazik them in emuna. If you have emuna, it's going to happen. Have a satmar friend. By the way, you're not familiar with satmar is, but by them, a lot of words, of course, they're all in Yiddish. But every third or fourth sentence is the Heilige Bashefa, the Holy Creator. Heilige Bashefa, that Ach Benshin, they'll bench you with Shefa, Bracha, Vatzlocha, the Heilige Bashefa. The truth is, that's how a Jew's supposed to talk. The Holy Creator, He'll bless you. The Holy Creator, the Holy Creator. So he told me, my Satmar friend told me, Hemanti ki adaber. If you want to be Mechazak in Amuna, Hemanti. Speak about it. You want to believe? Hemanti ki adaber. Speak about Amuna. You speak about Amunah, it rubs off, it helps. One little last thing about this concept of Amunah, again from Bechazko Levenstein. He said over, I was thinking about, I'll tell you where Bechazko Levenstein is different than maybe the Michta Meliyahu, the Dicht and other things. Others were more of thinkers. They were more of thinkers and Hashkafis, and philosophy. Bechazko Levenstein was more brass tacks, emuna, horse food, just straight to the point. He said, now you have to think over what he said, and Adarabba, I want you to think it over Shabbos, come to me next week, please, and I want to hear what you talk to think of what he says. He said, in normal situation, when you hear of a fact, or something is established as a fact, so you don't think it over again, 2 + 2 = 4, you don't think about a whole day, is it right, 2 + 2 = 4? You thought it once, you made a decision, it makes sense, so 2 + 2 = 4. Okay, whatever you decide. How come in Amunah it's not that way? How come in Amunah one day a certain little mess happens to you, you're jumping out of your kelim? I believe in Hashem, it can't be no other way. And the next day again, you're mesupik. Another day again, and the next day, really, really, maybe takanat, maybe yeah. Why is that so? If it's a fact, you already established the fact, you saw Gavaldga Nisim happen to you, happen to your family, happen to other people, and it's a fact by you, you went through the parsha, and you believe, and wholeheartedly, you mamish believe 100%, how is it the next day you wake up, and all of a sudden you're back where you started from? Why is that so? You ever think of the question?
Yetzahara.
What do you say? Yetzahara. Of course Yetzahara, but what's the logic behind the Yetzahara? So Reb Levenstein says, that if a person would have, he said this vart, he used a very strong lashon, There is, I'm going to preface it with a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara is very, very strong, and you won't understand the strength of what he says if I didn't tell you the strength of the Gemara beforehand. The Gemara in Shabbos says the following. Why should I say it? I'll read it to you inside.
It's more
Here. Mai dechsiv. Amar Rav Kahana. Mai dechsiv. What does it mean when it says ki hu amar v'yehi utziva v'yamoy? Ki hu amar v'yehi. Hashem said and it was. What is this referring to? Zu Isha. This is a lady. A lady is ki hu amar v'yehi. Hashem created Isha. Doesn't make sense. Hu amar v'yehi. And he said, utziva v'yamoyd. Utziva v'yamoyd. Elu banim. Hashem commanded and there are children. What does Rashi say over here? I don't see if there's a Rashi over here about it. Never mind, we'll see weiter. Zu'isha, says Rashi, Zu'isha, Imloi al pi gzeiras hamelech. If it wouldn't be for gzeiras hamelech, it's a very strong lashon. Gzeiras hamelech, it's like the king's decree. It doesn't say Imloi mishum gzeiras hakadosh baruch hu. Imloi mishum gzeiras hamelech lehoisa re'uyolis avisla. It doesn't make sense that somebody runs after a female. It just does not make sense. Why? Says the Gemara, Tana, Isha chemis mole tzaya. A lady is a barrel full of tzaya, upiha mole dam, and the piha is mole dam, is full of blood. And Rashi says, Shehu ke chemis maleya mios, it's mos, and the hakol ratzam achareho, and everybody runs after her. Just doesn't make sense. If you think about it, a lady is mole tzaya, piha mole dam, and everybody's running after. Does it make sense? The Torah says, "Utziva v'yamoy." That's how it is.
Does it mean that she's mole tzaya and her mother's mole dam?
She gets her period. She's not clean, and everybody's running after her. Okay, doesn't make sense. Why should you run after her? Because utziva v'yamoy. The Elul Abadim. Hashem wants the world to have children. It's a gzeiras hamelech. It doesn't make sense why a guy should have a yetzar for her. Okay, says Rebbe Chaskel. He used the same pasuk. Ki hu amar v'yehi. Hashem was mitzave that a person should have right back restart with an emunah. Because if emunah would be so straightforward, like a normal fact, he will have no koicha bechira. Once he decides that there is emunah, he'll have no koicha bechira. There's no bechira anymore. The whole bechira is that it starts with the emunah. That's where it begins. And if you don't have that bechira, then you're already a tzaddik. So hu amar v'yehi, that the facts by emunah does not help. I want you to think over the kasha and the teretz if you hear it well. Yeah?
Is it ever possible to come to this, ever to come to full moon without any from
subject? Avada. That's another thing. So there's a book I read about Cheskel Levenstein. That's why I'm telling you a lot about him. He would say, "Vayodat hayoyim hashevoisa elavavecha." Everybody's a baal maimon. He says even the biggest kaifer is a baal maimon. He says another thing, and I want you to think about it over. I want you to think about it. I don't have time to think about it. He says, those guys who scream at the top of their lungs, "I'm a kofer," they say, and they don't believe in Hashem, they're the ones who believe the most in Hashem. They're the ones who believe. Because if you don't believe, what do you care to scream that you're a kofer? What do you care? You're a kofer, so you have to shout in front of everyone you don't believe. Teretz Zvi says, you do believe. That's why you're so guilty about it that you have to tell yourself you're a kofer. That's what he said. The guy who screams the most, he's a kofer, he's the biggest baal maimon. That's what he says. Think about it. Tell me what you think about what he says. He worked on emunah. He said emunah is not enough seichel. V'yadat hayoyim b'hashivoyse el vavecha. He says everybody's a maimon. The biggest koifer is a maimon. What's the difference? The difference is it has to be chushit. You have to feel emunah. It has to be real. It's not just enough to be up in the seichel. It has to be chushis. You have to feel it. And it's brought down that he would give his kids money if they could tell him every day a story of Hashgacha that they saw in their lives. And the one who wrote the story said he was not a rich man, he hardly had money, but he wanted to teach Emunah to his children. So he said, I want you every day to show me a story of Hashgacha Pratis for yourself. They should come to him and I'll give them money for it. Okay? He lived, Imamish lived, Hashgacha Pratis, Emunah, Emunah, Emunah. He said, you know, you go to a doctor, there's one medicine which cures all. He says in Ruchnius it's the same thing. What cures all is emunah. And he once had a get together with Balabatim. Balabatim came to him And he said, you have no Torah by you. You don't learn. You're busy working. What could keep you? There's one thing that could keep you is be a Baal Naiman. That's what will keep you. Go out to the working world. The only thing that will keep you is Emuna. That's the only thing. You're not learning. You might as well have Emuna. That's the thing. Emuna will keep you. Okay. Anyway, that's David. Sadam of Bnei Yisrael. The other thing is, what we said, it says, what is El Paroi? Rashi says, Sivam Olav Lachlik Leikavoid Bidivrein. You have to Bechabed the Melech. Who says this? I think it was the Aryoho, Leib Chasman. I think he says that the Chayra, to act with them with covered, we're going to read later on in the parasha, Hine Yoitza Amayma. When you give the Makav down, Hine Yoitza Amayma, catch him with his pants down. He went to go to the bathroom, he made himself into a god, so nobody should see. He used to go into the Nile, and that's where he would go to the bathroom every morning. So the pasuk says, Hine Yoitza Amayma, catch him with his pants down. Rashi brings it down. When he has his pants down, his move of making, then give him the makah. So what could be more embarrassing than that? It's not embarrassing. He thinks he's king. And there's Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash says, take the staff with you. The Pasuk says, why take the staff? Because the staff became a snake. So he should be scared while he's making that. Maybe he'll turn into a snake and he'll bite him. Okay? Everything, that's all part of it. So asks the Aryoho, what did he mean, Menai Beikavoid? Every makah that he gave him was the biggest design. Imagine he's sitting down as a Sfardeim jumping all over him, Sfardeim on his crown, Sfardeim on his stomach, and all over. Where is the covet there? And if you take a look at every makah, there was no covet. What is this business of Haneg Behem covet? Give him a covet, he's a melech. Well, what's the pshat? Says the Aryoho, I'm going to say a little different, the Knech. But he says, you see that everything Mishpat Hashem is mamish exactly to the T. That what he deserves to have bazillion, he'll get it to the end. But what he does not deserve, you have to treat him like a melech. It's two separate mahalchem. As long as he's getting the makis, you give him the biggest bazillion shayach, catch him with his pants down. Because that is b'teris makot, that's b'teris punishment. As soon as that's finished, whenever you have to deal with him, why didn't he say V'yarad Ata? In the end, Pari himself came down asking, where's Moshe? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu said V'yaradu kol avadecha, your servants will come down? L'hanek b'hem kavod, they shouldn't insult him. Because you're a king, I have to give you the right kavod. But when it comes to the makkah, it's a punishment. So what's the lesson you learn? Even when you blast somebody, or you give somebody a punishment, or whatever it is, it has to be measured. It doesn't mean all the way. What he deserves, you give. What he doesn't deserve, you have to give him the rest of the covet, the biggest covet shayach.
Who said his parents?
The Aryoho.
The who?
Aryoho, the Leib Chasman. Getting back to the beginning of the parasha, V'yidabel kinel Moshe v'yomei elav ani Hashem. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu, what did Hashem say? Hashem said, Chaval al di avdin. That's where the expression comes back. Chaval, chaval. I don't have to translate chaval. Means chaval. Al da'avdim, what we lost. We lost Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov. That they never complained. What does the nekuda between Moshe and Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov? They didn't complain. The word is what the pasuk says before. Lama hari oisa lam hazeh. Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov. And again, this goes back in the Emunah. Firmly believed that whatever Hashem does is the taifa. Whatever Hashem does. So it could be they have to buy the Maros Matpelah for 400 kesef, buys it. Akedah, Gamzula Taiva. Rivka was taken, Gamzula Taiva. Yaakov, Adina, with Esav, with Lavan, Gamzula Taiva. They never complained. They looked at it as everything is the taiva. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Lama hare oisa. Why did you do bad? I'm explaining it very grub, but that's what the pasuk says. Lama, why did you do bad? Ume oz bosi apare heira la'om hazeh. You did bad. You didn't do good. You did bad. What Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it wasn't gamzu l'tayva, it was l'ra'ah. That's what you did. That's what Hashem said, chaval al da'avden. That a person is able to say that I did something bad. I, Hashem, did something bad. That is Chaval al Deyavdin. And that's the pasuk. V'yedaber lekim al Moshe, lekim is Midas Adin. You look at me as if I'm a Midas Adin personality. V'yem me'elav, I'm not a Midas Adin. Ani Hashem, I'm a Midas Arachnem. How dare you accuse me of being Harei Oysa la'am hazeh? That's Chaval al Deyavdin. Very shtak of art. And it's Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, can't talk. We're learning the parasha, just what I saw. I don't know, Chas v'Chalila. All right, we go a little weiter. Later on it says, Eile Roshe Beis Avoysam B'nei Ruven B'chor Yisrael Chanoi Chufalu Chesuen L'charmi. Then speaks about B'nei Shimon. Ve'eile Shmois B'nei Levi L'toldoysam. Gaval B'gashallah, but before we say the Shallah first. Ve'eile Shmois B'nei Levi L'toldoysam Gershon Kahosam Rari. And then it goes into detail. Says the Shallah HaKadosh, Levi was not in the Shebud. We know Levi was not in the Shebud. Levi was, Maishra was not in the Shebud. All Shevet Levim were not in the Shebud. But Levi wanted to feel the Shebud. He wanted to be shear the Tsar of Bnei Yisrael. So how did he shear the Tsar of Bnei Yisrael? Ve'eilu Shmois Bnei Levi. Everybody else that just says, Bechor Yisrael, Chanoich, Ufalu, Chetzun, V'Karmi. Bnei Shimon, Yemuel, V'Yamin, V'Oihad. Why does it say over here, Ve'eilu Shmois Bnei Levi? It should say, Bnei Levi, Gershon, Kos, Merari. Ve'eilu Shmois Bnei Levi, Levi made it his point to name his children after the Shebud, to be mishtatef in their tzar. Gershom, that we are gerim over here. Kahas af atahake yeshinov. You knock out the teeth. So here also the Jews' teeth were knocked out. Kahas, he felt the pain of Bnei Yisrael. And Merari, that it was Mara for them. That's why he called the names. Ve'eile shmoiz Bnei Levi. It doesn't say Bnei Levi. The Sheba did not start till after Levi was nifter. Yes and no. Number one, we find that as soon as Yaakov Avinu died, Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Bnei HaShibud. So there was a certain stage. And number two, Levi knew. Levi knew that there's going to be a Shebud. They all knew there was going to be a Shebud. So he already named his children for the name of the Shebud. He already named his children for the name of the Shebud. Okay, there's two interesting stories. One is Reb Chaim Brisker, and one is with who? Chofetz Chaim, yeah. During World War I, people were displaced. And one night, the Chofetz Chaim's wife sees that he gets out of his bed, and he's not in the bed at night. And she gets out of her bed in the middle of the night, and she sees him lying down on a bench. And she said, "What are you doing on a bench?" He says, "People have no houses. In World War I, people have no houses. People are starving. How could I sleep in a normal bed?" He slept on a bench. He couldn't sleep on a regular bed. What?
Whatever was a bed then.
Right. You know, who knows what kind of bed he had. And the same thing with Chaim Brisker, and I'll tell you another story with Rav Shach. Chaim Brisker, there was a fire in Brisk in 1895. And Chaim Brisker, the way the story was written, says, if you want to know the Midas Rachmanus of Chaim Brisker, you have to see how he acted then. His whole being was just involved in helping people then. And those days, when part of the town was burnt down, he used to sleep on the floor and the hallway of the Beis HaMedrash, because he felt he cannot sleep in his house as long as people don't have a house. That was Reb Chaim Brisker. I was with Rav Shach, and I have to remember the story correctly. Rav Shach, one day, there's a guy who took care of Rav Shach. After davening, Rav Shach went home, and this person would make him an egg. So it was like 8 o'clock, and the person made him an egg, and Rav Shach was just sitting there learning and doing something. And after a while, the egg wasn't eaten, it got cold. So he went back and again made an egg, a new egg, fresh egg. And again, Rav Shach did not eat it. So I don't know if it was the second time or the third time. So he asked him, "How come you're not eating the egg?" He says, "I just heard, I guess somebody told him, I just heard that there are a million people, children in Am Yisrael, who don't even know what Shema Yisrael is. I can't eat an egg yet. I'm too upset. I can't eat an egg." So it took him a while. After a while, he said, "Okay, now I'm ready to eat." And he had to eat because you have to eat, you know. But it got to him. It got to him. And you find by a lot of Gedolim, they don't want to tell them certain stories because they're not able to function afterwards. I once spoke to a friend of mine. He told me, "How come you find Askanim, a lot of Askanim, they take a lot of tzaras, and it doesn't affect them? Why is that so?" He said, "You ever notice a lot of us come in a way are very cold? They're very cold. You know, call me back tomorrow. Petuach nefesh, call me back tomorrow," or whatever it is. You know why? He says, because if they take everything to heart, they can't help anybody. So they have to put on a shield. Like, they have to protect themselves. They have to protect themselves. Some limud tzchus. But the truth is, it's a tremendous limud. You can't take everything to heart because you can't function. So, but these gedolim are able to function and take things to heart. But that's the thing. All right. It's questions. No. So maybe I just chazer over a bit of what we said. I always say to myself, we should chazer over because we forget. We started off with what? We started off with the idea of walking through the benches. Yeah, emuna. Talk about emuna. That the most of a person, according to his emuna, that's the way nisim are done. The more emuna you have, the more it's mashpia. And I brought down from Beleshem that Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe v'yitzavim al b'nei Yisrael had to mechazep them in emuna. Because if without the emuna, you couldn't take them out. And that's what I said from Rabbi Lipyan Zatzal. First, you need v'yami na'om, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go to Paroi. He couldn't first go to Paroi, and all the nisim of entering Paroi and speaking to Paroi would be mashpia na'am Yisrael. First, you have the emuna, and then go. You see also by Kriya Samsif, the same story. Yehuda, Nachshon, and Aminadav had to jump in, and then it split. It has to work with a mahalach of emuna. Then we brought down from the Pritzadok the other way around. The Pritzadok said, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're not going to believe in me, so he made a rifin in the emuna of whole Am Yisrael. And therefore, he had to do the whole thing with the staff, with the cheik. He brought down the, supposed to be the Sfasemes. But the Sfasemes says, as long as they believe in Moshe, Moshe Hashem cannot make sense. Once they stop believing in Moshe, so that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atasir, and now you're going to see. Then we brought down from, I forgot who it was, we brought down the Chilek Vedaba Kimmel, what was the Chaval al the Avdin? The Chaval al the Avdin was that everybody, all the others, was Gamzul Taiva. They took everything in stride. They were not Maharer. What does it mean they were not Maharer? They understood Hashem is a Meitiv. Hashem does good. Hashem does not do anything bad. Moshe Rabbeinu was, in a way, the first one who said, Lo Mahari Oisa, you made bad. Ata Heira Lo Mazeh. So Hashem said, Vayomer Elikim, the Midas Adin said, you think I'm Elikim? Ani Hashem, I'm the Baal Rachmim. Don't say I make bad. I'm the Baal Rachmim. We brought that also from the Ur Yoel that even though you give somebody a punishment, okay, you even pull his pants down and embarrass him, but what's not coming to him, you're not allowed to. You have to be noyig b'hem, minig derech eres and derech malchus and kovet. Then we also mentioned the reason why it mentions Gershon Akas and Merari to Mishtatif and the Tsar. And that's why Levi named his sons after the Sheba, even though he wasn't a ger to the Sheba. He named him after the Sheba too. That's it, Baruch, no? Did I say anything? Did I miss something out we didn't mention? No. Okay. Have a good day. What?
Last week.
Oh, I said also about the Chira. Why every time we have this suffix?